This past week, as I tuned in to watch the first of the presidential debates, I was extremely, as I'm sure most of you were, disheartened. I was disheartened that we have arrived to a place in our national discourse where even those who are supposed to represent us cannot engage in a respectful conversation. It reminded me that instead of having moved forward in our national development and evolution, we've instead, unfortunately, gone backwards. But at the same time, I have to remind myself that this country has come through so many challenges, and even those times when it has slid back and has failed to make progress, it has always come out stronger. It has always learned from its mistakes and gone forward, and the next generation has picked up where the last has left off and has advanced the cause of justice and peace and democracy in the world. And I truly, truly believe in that. And I believe that this was not the last word. This was not even close to being the last word. And that we are on a journey towards getting better, and that that might take some time, but it will indeed happen. And that's why I chose to hear the story of Jonah. In the story of Jonah, God orders him to go tell the people of Nineveh, who had become very mean to one another, that they needed to go correct their relationships if they wanted to survive, if they wanted to thrive, if they wanted to have a chance at having a successful and orderly society. However, Jonah really didn't like this call very much, and so he bailed out on his task, and instead he took to sea in a ship in an effort to escape what God had commanded him to do. And as he was on this ship, the sea started to roar, there was a storm, and it nearly sank the vessel. At the height of the storm, Jonah went to sleep to detach himself from all the turmoil, leaving all of the rest of the sailors to fend for themselves. And gradually, the sailors began to wonder what was causing the sea to roar like this. And they were looking for someone to throw overboard, someone to blame for all of this. And they realized it must be Jonah. Jonah must be the reason that this ship has fallen into this storm. While this is not a metaphor or a comparison for today, the reason that I picked it is because the world that we currently live in is a lot like the ship and the sea in which Jonah found himself. The seas around us are raging, and the sailors, who are all of us, all of humanity, are blaming a certain few people for all of the troubles and the uncertainties that we face. All of the issues that we are facing in our national conversation are in large part because we fail to really be vulnerable. We fail to look in the mirror and to recognize that the source of our pain is not our neighbor. And it seems like we've confused ourselves into believing that our pain and our uncertainty finds its origin in other people or another group that we like to blame. The reality is that we are in stormy seas, and from time to time that happens, but that we are not to look at one another figuring out who we should throw overboard, or look at one another and figure out who is to blame for this. Rather, what we need is dialogue and kindness and respect and a real willingness to listen and to listen deeply to what our neighbor has to say. That, unfortunately, was not on display this past week. However, I have faith that we, who are called to be Christians, can model this behavior even in our own communities, in our own families, and in our own lives. Since the beginning of modern societies, there has been this tendency to delineate who are insiders and who are outsiders. Humans are a very tribal people, and so therefore, there has always been this desire to create delineations between who and what consist of the community and who and what are outside of the community. And I believe that we have an obligation to blur those boundaries, to get to know who our neighbors are, and to create a totally inclusive community, society, and world. Which is why, in October, we are focusing on outsider art. Outsider art is art from people who were never formally trained in art. People who made things as a response to their environment. People who made things because of the creative impulse. These are people who captured their environments, their families, their questions that they walked around with. They oftentimes would use found objects or materials. They would be very inventive and use recycled items or draw on the backs of advertisements or postcards or whatever they could find because they wanted to make sense of their lives and the people around them through art. Oftentimes, outsider art comes from people whose art was never really recognized during their lifetime, but that was discovered long after they were gone. These are people who, after their work were discovered, others thought that their work really lended an important perspective to a forgotten time, to a forgotten group of people. Outsider art is incredibly important because it helps us see through the perspective of those who might have been silenced or those who were not given a seat at the table during their lifetime. So I have picked out three outsider artists. All of them are people of color whose art today is incredibly important in the history of the American South. Today, I chose to share with you Bill Traylor. Bill Traylor was born a slave in the mid-19th century. He was born right around the time slavery ended in this country. However, he continued to work on the same plantation, but as a sharecropper his entire life. And when he was in his 70s and 80s, he found himself homeless in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. His life was split almost evenly between the 19th and the 20th centuries. In a period of American history that was extremely tumultuous, he lived from the end of slavery until the beginnings of the civil rights movement and the middle of the Jim Crow period. Bill Traylor oftentimes used found materials, and he would draw very simple images that reflected on questions of what it was like to be black in the American South in the 1930s and the 40s. And today, his art is treasured as a really important piece of our cultural heritage. Bill Traylor would probably have been shocked by the idea that he had a one-man show at the Smithsonian Institution Museum of American Art just about 3 years ago. And I hope that you had the opportunity to go through and to look at all of the different video clips that I shared with you in the internet field trip. Bill Traylor's work is really special because he did something risky at a time when it would have been really dangerous to do so. A lot of his work navigates the boundary of belonging and inclusion in a country that was just coming to figure out what the place of Black Americans was going to be in it. Bill Traylor had to make decisions about what was safe to depict. How could he remain safe as a Black man living in this time period in the American South, but also tell the truth about what was going on around him, about making commentary about what it was like to live in these different worlds and to live at this very complicated time. I hope that you take the opportunity to go through and to enjoy Bill Traylor's work, because the artists that will follow him in the weeks to come have really built upon a lot of the visual vocabulary that Bill Traylor did. Our future two artists are the granddaughters of slaves, so they are much more contemporary to our time. Bill Traylor will be the only of our outsider artists who was actually born into slavery. I think that outsider art can teach us a lot about a time like ours today, a time in which the sea around us is raging and there is this ongoing conversation about who should be included and who should be excluded. And there's a deep, deep resistance among a large portion of the population towards opening up the blessings of liberty for everybody and opening up the table of the country so that everyone can have a fair and rightful place at it. I think outsider art, especially Bill Traylor, can teach us to take a minute to really look at the perspectives of those who have been shut out, those who have been silenced, and to ask ourselves, why have they been silenced? Why have they been shut out? And what can we do to help make a more equitable and a more fair society so that all have a place at the table? May it be so. Amen.